Well, Santa Fe police have addressed media for the first time since the shooting death of the cinematographer Helena Hutchins on the set of the movie Rust. Santa Fe County Sheriff Adan Mendoza said investigators have collected 600 pieces of evidence, including what officials believe is the gun fired by actor Alec Baldwin. Among the items seized were 500 rounds of ammunition, some of which were believed to be additional live rounds. Santa Fe District Attorney Mary Carmack Altweis stressed the investigation is still ongoing, but says she's ready to initiate prosecution if needed, and that could see Alec Baldwin charged. Entertainment reporter Ira Spitzer joins us now from San Francisco. Kia ora, Ira, thank you for being with us. This media conference, what were the main areas that we gained new information in?
Well, good morning to you. And we learned definitively for the first time now that Helena Hutchins was killed with a live round. Now that had been, or with a bullet, that had been the speculation, but we hadn't had confirmation from law enforcement officials of that point. So we learned that definitively. And we also learned that there were 500 rounds of ammunition recovered on that set, which could have also possibly included other live rounds. So that is a very problematic issue, that live rounds were on that set to begin with. So we learned that, and we also learned that the district attorney saying that it's too soon to know, to say whether any charges will be filed, but not ruling out charges against anyone, including the actor and producer Alec Baldwin, who fired that fatal shot, although there's no reason to believe that he is culpable based on anything we've heard so far, besides just firing the shot of what he thought was a non-loaded gun.
There were reports that on the set there had been people shooting at cans. And you mentioned this 500 rounds. We don't know how many of those, I don't think, are live rounds that have been recovered from the set. Is there any good reason why you would have live rounds on a film set like this?
I don't think there's any good reason to have live rounds on this film set, and certainly no reason to have recreational shooting carried out with any of the weapons or anything connected to the film set. And the Santa Fe Sheriff Mendoza did address those rumors that guns could have been used on the set. Said that they don't have confirmation that that is true. However, asked people to contact law enforcement if they do have any information about possibly people shooting guns in their spare time or in some way connected to that movie set.
Clearly, this is something that is very high profile. The police department coming under an amount of pressure. As indeed Alec Baldwin, has anything more been heard from him?
Alec Baldwin has been silent in the last few days, as far as I'm aware. Of course, initially expressing shock and dismay about the events, but now that this investigation is proceeding, he's sort of been in the background, presumably for legal reasons. There was a report from Reuters that the producers of Rust, which would include Alec Baldwin, have actually hired a law firm to investigate the shooting. So it does seem to be there are other things happening in the story, of course, besides just the press conference we heard today. But really, just an unbelievable series of events here with a live round being used on a movie set. And so certainly, well, there are no charges that appear to be imminent, it does seem that somebody must pay some sort of price here.
Ari Spitzer, thank you very much. Our entertainment reporter in San Francisco.